Welcome to another edition of Fight Club. Fight Club is the call to action segment within Grit Northwest. It's built to educate and motivate you to fight back against attacks on your rights as a union carpenter to provide for yourself and your family. Fight Club is not for excuse makers or finger pointers. If standing proud with your brothers and sisters to protect what we have worked so hard to achieve is not your cup of tea, you can stop listening now. Fight Club members care about their careers and aren't afraid to take action to protect it. They don't assume or expect someone else to do the heavy lifting needed to strengthen their union and better their lives. Fight Club members roll up their sleeves and get involved because they understand and appreciate that a union is only as strong as its members. My question for you is, are you ready to join Fight Club? If so, let's get to work. Welcome to Fight Club, Paul.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking your time to be here. So, Paul, as you know, the premise of Fight Club is to identify a threat to our members' livelihoods. What is that threat and how do we address it?
Well, I would say complacency when it comes to voting, not taking the time to get informed on what candidates are going to be good for carpenters. When we engage our members typically through hustle or texting or get phone calls, we get a lot of pushback about the presidential race. You know, as a council, we've decided really to focus on more of our state and local races because none of the states in our council are battleground states. They're pretty much going to vote presidentially how they normally do. But how we can really affect our lives and our livelihoods is in the state and local races. You know, voting party lines isn't necessarily the best way to go nowadays. You really should get informed on where these candidates stand on our right to collectively bargain and our right to even be in a union. You'd be surprised how many candidates you may agree with on some social issues, guns, abortion. You know, they may want to take your right to be in a union away. And so you have to look at it in a way of, well, do I want to be able to provide for my family, or, you know, do I care how they stand on some other issues that have nothing to do with my pocketbook? And sometimes our members push back a little bit on our endorsements and say, well, I don't feel they represent me. And, you know, my answer to that is, well, get involved. Help us make these endorsements. We reach out to our members several times throughout the elections and ask them for help to interview candidates, to help us make these decisions. And so we come to these decisions based on, the help we get from our members. So the ones that are there are the ones that help us make the decision. And so if you don't like the decisions we're making, get involved. Help me, help the political team, help the other active carpenter members to make the endorsements. Help us to find candidates that you feel are good and, you know, bring them to us. Not all these candidates, you know, reply when we ask them for interviews. So, you know, if they don't reply, we can't get their answers. So that, you know, that's my call to action is get involved. We need your help. We want your help. We want your voice to be heard.
So I had just the other day on the spotlight, I had Haley Alves, a seventh term apprentice at PNCI. And Haley got involved, it sounds like back in February, the early stages of vetting out a lot of these candidates, and has been pretty much keeping active with the political action group this entire time. She's on her way to Montana right now to work in that state there, which has some big races going on for both the governor and a Senate seat that could go horribly wrong if we don't see the candidates that we have endorsed take office. The reason that being is the candidates that are running against our endorsed candidates are more right-to-work-minded Republicans in this case. And that's something we definitely want to keep out of our region.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, members like Haley, Chopper Smart, Amber McCoy, Jonathan Middleton, Anna Longfield, Aroya Newton. There's just been John Reynolds. There's just been so many members that have helped out and stepped up. You know, we actually brought on John Reynolds and Haley Alice for as political organizers, and they actually came on staff on a temporary assignment because they were stepping up and because they were just so valuable. We had to offer them short-term employment with us to help, you know, fight this fight. Primaries, we actually had close to 70 of our members come in on one of the first sunny Saturdays we had in a long time. They spent an entire Saturday with us to interview tons of candidates and help us make a bunch of endorsements. And it was amazing to see that. And, you know, I really wish COVID wouldn't have slowed us down with that momentum we had, but we still plug along. We have had a lot of member engagement with our endorsement process. We've had a lot of members step up and help us make phone calls to members. We're up over 30,000 phone calls and door knocks now. So this momentum is just building, and we would really welcome our members that are interested, that maybe want to know more, or want to know how we make these endorsements and who these candidates are. It would just be amazing to have a movement, a real political movement, you know, because our jobs are tied to politics, whether we like it or not. The non-union carpenters out there are not having their jobs attacked every day by politicians around this country. But union members, union construction workers, our jobs are under attack all the time. And if we let our guards down, just like you said, you know, they're having a really hard fight in Montana right now. If right to work comes in, you know, that's lower wages. You're more likely to get hurt or die on a job site. Your benefits, if you even get to keep them, are going to be significantly decreased and more expensive. There's just so many things that right to work does that are bad for union members. Don't use the excuse that you're an apprentice, that, you know, you're just an apprentice, you can't help out. I don't buy that. Like I said, John Reynolds and Haley Alves are both apprentices that volunteered their time and proved their worth, and have really just been amazing to work with. Chopper, the Carpenters in Action political chair, met him when he volunteered his time to go to Las Vegas to a Get Out the Vote convention. And he has just stepped up and has been an organizing machine. You know, we need more people like that. And we need you. So please step up and help.
Well, that's a great call to action there for sure, Paul. With 1 week away, literally 1 week away from the November 3rd election, those members that at this point aren't going to be stepping up to volunteer, just can't find the time, what can they do? I understand the council has resources available to us to help them make decisions when it comes to which candidates are more labor-friendly, more working-class-minded. And where would our listeners find that information?
You should be getting something in the mail. You'll be getting a slate card here any day if you have not already received it. You can also go on our website, nwcarpenters.org. And right there on the front page, you should see a link to the political endorsements. It'll take you to the live ballot page. You will put in your address, and it will give you everybody that we've endorsed that you should be eligible to vote for. It's not going to have everybody on your ballot, because we really had to choose the most important races this year. But it should give you a good idea of who we're looking at. We're nonpartisan, so you will see people from both sides of the aisle on there. And again, we came to those endorsements with the help of members. So that's where you need to go. That'll help you at least get an idea.
So before we wrap up, Paul, the call to action right now is to our members to help out, get involved on the front end, make sure that the candidates that you are that are looking out for us are getting your endorsement on the front end. Make sure that if you have any questions at all about which ballot initiatives or which candidates are more union friendly, to consult the council's information either on the website or look for the slate card that's going to be in the mail. And then finally, the last thing we need to do is make a plan to actually vote. So you should have your ballots now. They should be filled out, and they should be either in the mail or on their way to being dropped off in person at one of the ballot boxes. Paul Philpott, thank you so much for being on Fight Club today. I know you've got a lot of work to do, but thank you again for being on the show.
Appreciate it, Joe, and you're doing great work with this podcast.
Our guest today has been Paul Philpott, political lead for Oregon. The threat of complacency in this coming election has been identified. Complacency at the polls can have real consequence in our ability to provide for ourselves and our families. Vote this coming election and support those candidates who have your back. Know someone wanting to fight to protect their union? If so, tell them about Fight Club. Be sure to join Grit Nation by following the hyperlink in the show notes. You will be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt when you do. Till next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.